Rankings. Welcome to the Fantasy A-League podcast, round 20. My name is Cody, with me is Jake. Jake, how are you going this afternoon?
I'm not too bad, Cody, for Thursday.
Yeah, Thursday, Jake. We usually record on a Tuesday or a Wednesday. Very rarely a Thursday, so we've got a bit more data to work with, I suppose. That's one benefit.
Mm-hmm.
When you go through your stats, you've got an extra couple of days, so that's cool. Let's jump straight into things, Jake. General thoughts on the round. The Double Choc Award, have you written down some awards?
I did. So my Double Choc Award was, in general, boutique stadiums, but I guess the Brisbane Roar hosting another game at Dolphin Stadium against Perth Glory, and, you know, in terms of the crowd, I don't remember what the final number was, but
I think it was a sellout.
It was a sellout, but I guess the number itself was probably small. But that sort of number in a Suncorp Stadium looks empty and very quiet. And I did see a bit of buzz on social media, people looking for tickets, and it just, you know, when you've got a sellout and you've got a bit of a, you know, demand, I guess, is more than what is on offer in terms of ticketing, it just creates a bit of excitement.
Yep, I agree with that. Mine goes to youth players, and I suppose it's sort of been one of the positives from the entire A-League season with the Touré brothers and stuff. But on the weekend, we had two Sydney players. I don't know if Van der Sarg or Van der Sarg, whatever his name is, I'm not sure if that was his debut, but he scored the third goal for Sydney.
It wasn't his debut,
I don't
think.
It was Tilio's debut.
But yeah, both from the youth team there at Sydney.
Is it Tilio?
Tilio, I believe.
He scored within about a minute and a half of coming on his debut, and he also got the assist for Van der Sarg. So it's been really positive to see some of the youth players doing really well this year, and it goes to begs the question, I suppose. At the moment, the new FFA CEO, is it James Johnson? That sounds about right. They're looking at sort of the transfers and scrapping the cap for the overseas players, the imports.
You can have essentially five marquee international
and what impact
players
that'll have for bringing youth through and clubs being able to sell their visa spots. So a lot of debate on social media at the moment, and it's good, it's healthy. And
yep, I agree.
Look forward to seeing what comes of that. What about your Salt of Camera Award, Jake?
This whole Perth Glory saga with, you know, 80% sale to the London Football Exchange and cryptocurrency, whoever it was, nobody really seemed to know much of anything. And it's since come out that after due diligence, apparently, Tony Sage, Perth Glory, won't be going ahead with the sale. It just turned into a bit of a farce. It was actually announced by Perth Glory that they were looking into the sale. Well, I don't know how the wording of it, but it wasn't
website,
like it was just a rumour. Perth Glory actually put this on their own social media. So, bizarre to say the least. I don't know all the details, but
one of the Australian journalists looked into it and broke the news that he was under an alias, and apparently he's been charged with fraud previously.
Yep. And they're being sued by someone in the UK as well.
Mine goes to Adelaide United, coming off a 2-0 win the week before against Central Coast Mariners. 2-1 up against Western Sydney Wanderers on, was that the Friday night game?
Yes, it was.
Yep. And then, geez, what happened there, Jake? 5-2 it ended, Western Sydney Wanderers. So what a game. 7 goals. I think most of that was in the first half as well, wasn't it? I think it was like 4-2 at half time.
Yeah, they came pretty fast. And I almost put this game itself as my Double Choc Award, just from the entertainment value as somebody who wasn't either a fan of either of those teams. And to be honest, it helped my fantasy team this week, which we'll get into in a minute.
I haven't got the stats in front of me, but Adelaide, I don't think they've drawn a game still. And they're not very good at the back. They seem to cop a lot of goals, but they're also one of those teams that can score a lot of goals as well. So
No draws yet.
All right, so fantasy this week. Now, it's Thursday afternoon, and you still haven't got your cookies, Jake, because Jake took out this week.
Yeah, got up. Cam is
again
paying the cookies
standard,
this week.
Standard. So Jake ended on 139 points. That's not your best, but up there.
Yeah, it was very close. I think my best wasn't much more than that.
I think you got 140-something in your first game.
145, maybe.
Yeah, that rings a bell. I got second with 125. Russ, 94. Cam, 78. Jake, the TPO rankings, fan pick team, 134.
Very good round. They
had a good round. So, Jake, you're still top spot on our league, and I believe second overall in the whole website. Is that right?
It is at the moment, yep.
I'm up to fifth, Jake. Best spot so far I've had, so I'm really happy with that. Russ, 16th. Cam, 71st. And the TPO rankings team jump a few spots up to 13th. The Eliminator, did you get up on that one?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, it would have been.
I think the guy I played only had half a team actually starting, so.
I can't remember mine. Oh, actually, I wrote it down. I won 125-68, so I was all good there. I'm not sure how Cam and Russ went. All the TPO fan pick team, I imagine they would have got through. Did you make any trades?
I made one. So yeah. I talked about the goalkeeper change that I was thinking about last week. I ended up doing that.
Buzanis for Redmayne.
Yeah. And this was probably, it didn't actually work out perfectly for me. Obviously, Redmayne did quite well. Got me 12 points. So I was still happy with that. If I'd kept Buzanis, it was weird, Cody. I thought about this after I made the trade, and I did it differently than I have every other time. So usually I wait until the last minute, basically, to make the trade. So within the hour of whatever game I need to still get away with it.
Yep.
For some reason, Buzanis had the bye, so there was no time pressure there. Redmayne didn't play until, Sunday, I think.
Mm.
So I didn't have to make the trade till Sunday. I made it on Friday, thinking I'll just do it. And then if I hadn't have made the change, Buzanis would have been on my bench. And
Marinović,
who ended up getting an assist and 20 points, would have been on the field, and I probably wouldn't have bothered making the change.
Mm.
It only cost me 8 points. Redmayne still got 12, so it worked out well.
Yep. I think I mentioned I had already done this last week, but I just went through with it. So Noon and Mille Yuzinich out for Fornaroli and Lafondre. Yeah. And so I stuck with that one. And I'm just scrolling down to see how they performed me for me this week. Fornaroli, 12 points. Lafondre, 4. So not great. Fornaroli on the score sheet. So that was good. Shout out to the top three teams. Jake, Liam from Warren United, and Brendan is still the same top three that we've had for about 3 weeks now.
Mm-hmm.
The winner at the end of the year will be getting in, how many weeks left? 10 games? 9 games.
I think it's about rounds. 9, yeah.
Yeah, total compression pack valued at $200. So let's quickly go into a round review. Friday there were 2 games. The early game was Knicks hosting Western United. I predicted 2-1 to the Knicks. The result was 2-0. Jake, what did you say?
I predicted 2-0.
2-0, well done there. The later game, as we mentioned, Western Sydney Wanderers versus Adelaide. You wouldn't have predicted 5-2 Western Sydney Wanderers.
No, I went Adelaide 1-0, so as well.
Yeah,
well
me off. Too, actually. Yep, wrong with that one. 2 games on Saturday. Brisbane at the Dolphins Stadium sellout against Perth. It ended 1-1 with, what's his name? Gillespie scoring the equaliser.
Yep.
And Fornaroli scoring the first goal. Good goal, too. I predicted 2-1 Brisbane. What did you say?
So did I. We had a couple of the same tips this week.
The later game, Jets hosted Victory. The result was 1-1. What did you say?
I said 2-1 to the Jets.
Yeah, I said 3-2 to the Jets. So we were wrong there too. Jeez, we didn't do that.
No, we didn't do it. I got the first one and then it went downhill.
Sunday, 5 p.m, the only Sunday game, Central Coast hosted Sydney. I think you said 4-0.
I did. Yeah. I wasn't. Yeah, it was close.
So it was 3-0. I predicted 3-1. So that was a quick round review. Mm-hmm. All right, we've got a few questions this week, Jake. So let's get into them from Facebook and Instagram. Matt Heath has asked, when is Sydney's double fixture game week? I'm pretty sure, Jake.
Round that's 24.
24. So this is round 20 we're going into? 21 we're going into.
21, yep.
Yeah, so in another 3 weeks, Matt.
And just to point out, it's also Wellington Phoenix that round they have two. Sydney and Phoenix both have 2 games in round 24.
Not Western Sydney?
No, so Western Sydney was supposed to have a bye this coming round in round 21.
Okay.
Now Western Sydney don't have any more byes because their catch up Sydney derby is this weekend instead.
Yeah. Okay,
so
there you go.
Phoenix with the bye this coming round, but they'll have 2 games in round 24.
Yep, cool. Jacob says, a bit off topic, but have you thought about creating an app? And I did clarify, I asked, does he mean around fantasy or does he mean around TPO? The ranking side of things, and I think he's more alluding to the ranking side of things. Jacob, and anyone else wondering, probably not, mate. It's probably money and resources and energy we don't have at this point in time, but
would
mate,
love to.
Yeah, well, like we actually probably a year and a half ago tried to build a really good website. Yeah. We had quite a few issues with that.
More complicated than
and lost quite a bit of money. A few people, so yeah, it's not worth it at this point. But if we ever do this a bit more regularly and turn TPO rankings into something more serious, yeah, maybe then. But we'll see what the landscape.
We're not real serious, are we, Cody?
Oh well, we just do a few podcasts every now and again. But I mean, like if we actually wanted to ramp this up a bit more and had more time to allocate. But until then, no. Cam from Work says, how to stop sucking at fantasy.
You answered him, didn't you?
What
already?
Did I say?
I think you said it's too late for that.
Too late. Yeah, it's too late, Cam. Honestly, I don't know what to say to him.
You know what? He's actually made a few trades. Like, if you look at his team, it's not a bad team. The problem is everybody else has had that team or like a good side for quite a while. So he's playing catch up, which is gonna he's gonna struggle.
Especially if he doesn't have money to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you never know. There's still, you know, a third of the season to go. There's, I'm sure, to be some player injuries, player suspensions, new players to come and have a really good end of the year.
I mean, well, do you want me to... Well, we don't want to spend too much time, but very quickly, just kind of reading out his team, he's got...
You're going to embarrass him on air.
No, I'm going to say that it's quite a good team. So, like, if I read this out to you, tell me where...
A good team to buy cookies.
Well, you tell me where the
weakness
is. He's got McLaren, Lafondre and Duke up front.
Okay, that's all right.
Ninkovic, McGree... Michael Mario, maybe.
Yeah, there you
go. Is the weakness there?
Yeah,
he's a defender. Juric, to be fair, he had a great first half of the season, just hasn't done anything since.
Yeah, get rid of him now.
And Brillante.
He's not worth anything. Yeah.
And then defence, he's got Scott Jamieson, Daniel Bowles, who else we got? Josh Risden, Traore, and Ryan McGowan. So
it's probably just those three in the midfield.
Yeah, there's
but Brillante is, I don't know. There's those three players in the midfield that I'd probably go, if you had the money, that's where you got to look for, like a Petrados or Castro or Davila. But they cost so much money, so you need to be on them earlier. Andrew has asked, who are the best budget buyers to replace Silveira, Hoffman, etc.? So who's cheap, who can replace? I guess it doesn't matter who he's replacing, but who's some good players, Jake, for cheap that
Who are we replacing?
Well, he has actually mentioned Silveira and Hoffman, but I guess it doesn't matter.
Hoffman, I guess, defender, right?
So, oh, okay, position-wise, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I guess if you're looking at budget, I mean, it depends on how cheap you need to go.
Let's go under 200.
Under 200, if I'm looking at defenders, at the moment, and again, it depends on form and who they're playing, but the top scoring players so far are Scott Neville, Andrew Durante, Curtis Good, who's in my team, Luke Devere, Traore, Josh Risden's probably a decent shout. He hasn't been scoring a lot, but he's
not performing too well,
defender
though,
who plays a little bit further up the park. Even Georgeski, who started the season really well. Do you still have him in your team?
Yeah, I believe I do. He's, I think he's
120,000. Yeah. So, I mean, but we've talked about this before. From a defender's point of view, pick somebody who's playing and just hope you get a clean sheet, because it's so hard to predict.
If you got if you got money to go for Sydney and Perth players, do it, because they've got extra games and all that sort of stuff. In saying that, though, Wuthrich was on the bench, wasn't he? Didn't you say?
Yeah, yeah. So I've got him and
with the Asian Champions League, it's a bit of a risk. But what about any midfielders, Jake?
Midfielders, we mentioned Juric, but Form and Central Coast, I probably wouldn't anymore. No. Kone, potentially, for West United, but again,
don't know about that either.
There's not a lot of great options under 200. Schwegler is about to go up. He's probably the
174,000
scored on the weekend, so you might make a bit of money off him.
Yeah,
that's probably the most obvious one to me. Everybody else is on there, the likes of Caceres. When he plays, he might get points, but he's a bit inconsistent. That's probably it, Cody.
Yeah, I'm sure there's more to spend time on it.
Again, this is looking at total points so far this season, and most of these players just haven't been averaging more than about 5 points per game. Kone is still averaging around 7 per game, so maybe that him or, like I said,
but I reckon most of those points would come in not the last 10 rounds or so, six rounds. They're not looking good at all. They need to turn their season around. If they do, Kone, Risen, maybe, but right now I wouldn't go near them. Liam Moran from Moran United, who's second in our league, has asked, when am I going to be on the podcast? I actually messaged Liam back. We're going to get him on this week. It didn't work out. I had a bit of scheduling stuff going on. So we're hoping to get Liam on just briefly for 5 or 10 minute stint next week, Jake, just to talk through his thoughts are, who he supports, all that sort of stuff, seeing if he actually has any strategies around fantasy. So hopefully that we can work that out next week. Dylan has two questions. He's asked, who's the must-have out of Redmayne or Grant? So I guess Andrew Redmayne from Sydney or Ryan Grant from Sydney?
I don't think either are must-haves, but I think they're both good options depending on your budget.
Yeah, and
given that Sydney have no more buyers plus that double round.
Yeah, and I guess it depends on also who's in goals for you. Yeah. If you've got a Reddy or a Maranovic. Depends, actually. So Maranovic has a bye this week, and I have him and Buzanis. Buzanis doesn't play, so I've got no keepers. So I'm going to have to pick one of the keepers up, Reddy or Redmayne.
I would say, I don't think either are must-haves, but if you're asking me to pick one, I'd probably go Redmayne.
Yeah.
Just as, somebody who's hopefully going to get clean sheets.
Yep. Yeah, probably.
I mean, Ryan Grant gets up the park, and he was in the team of the year and everything, but I don't know, he hasn't scored, he hasn't gotten many assists, so...
Yeah, he had a couple games out there as well. I think it was suspended or injured, one of the two.
He got a red card.
Yeah, and with the Asian Champions League, he might... I don't know, he's fit enough, but who knows.
Yep.
So, yeah, I'd probably go red main as well, Jake. And Dylan has also asked, what do you think of the Jets' new signing? So they've got, for those who have missed it, Bernie Abini. I'm sure everyone remembers that name. And is it Joe Ledley from... who do you play for? I think he was at Carlton last, but he played in the Premier League for someone. Cardiff, maybe? He's Welsh. Anyway, he's played for the Welsh national team. He looks like...
I don't know much about Ledley. He's midfielder worth 208,000.
208. He plays. So they're both signed for the Jets, by the way. Yeah. I think. Oh yeah, I mentioned that in the question. He looks like Jedinak, Mal Jedinak, with the beard and stuff. So yeah, obviously a class player. He's playing in the Premier League. He hasn't done much in the last couple of years, I don't think. Abini, I think, is again was great when he was here with Sydney Central Coast and hasn't done a lot overseas. He played under the coach Carl Robinson in Vancouver. So it'll be interesting to see. Do you have his price?
Yeah, 210,000.
As a forward?
Yep.
Yeah, that's not a bad shout. I'd definitely wait a week at least to see if get fit, see where they're playing. But yeah, Newcastle are a team, especially for the forwards, who seem to create a lot of chances. So if they can get...
And you've got O'Donovan for 226,000, so we'd probably go O'Donovan.
But I'd give it a week or two, Dylan, and then if you still got trades, well done if you do. And you still need to make some. Look for some cheaper options. Look at it then. Jake, it's into your stats of the week.
All right. So team of the week this round, 3-4-3 formation. Marinovic, we mentioned, got that assist. Points, yeah. So
that would be the most points from one round of keeper, surely.
Yeah, you're probably right. Yeah. Defence, the three at the back, we had Kakache from Phoenix with a goal and a clean sheet. Harry van der Sarg for Sydney.
He's a
defender. I'm not sure where
he's a budget buy for that question. Who asked that one?
Well, his name will come up again in a minute when we go to most traded players.
Yep.
And the other defender was Gillespie from Brisbane, who also got the goal.
Yep.
Midfield, we've got Schwegler with a goal. Ninkovic, did he score? Must have.
Yes, he did. Yep.
Who else we got? Halloran with a goal, a couple of goals, and Davila. So they're the four across the middle. And then up front, we had Mitch Duke, who I have and did quite well, and I considered trading out, so I'm glad I didn't.
Yep.
Simon Cox and Tilio. So with his first time in the A-League for Sydney, gets into the team of the week.
Yep.
Team of the year, a couple of changes, Cody. Redmayne comes in for Liam Reddy. Those two have swapped a few times.
Marinovic has got to be close to getting the spot.
Yeah, he's probably up there. But here's one, Cody, that probably is a bit... unexpected, Gillespie is into the team of the year for Alex Grant. So,
jeez,
out of nowhere, seemingly
really.
Nowhere.
Well, they've conceded like next to no goals in the last about 6-7 games overall. So defensively, it's been a good time to own raw defenders.
Yep. So he's the one of the top two scoring defenders.
Cool.
Well, he's the second most. And Vutrick is still the first for Perth Glory on one. He's got 120 points so far for the season. Gillespie's on 119.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
Wow.
What else we got? Let's talk about some of the most traded players. Most traded out. Milan Juric is at the top of that list. Buzanis is on the list. Sydney's second keeper, Tom Heward-Bell.
Yep.
Not sure why people have held off to get rid of him. He hasn't been doing anything. Vutrick is on there. Georgeski's on there. The Vutrick one's interesting because people obviously saw he didn't play, but he's just rested. You got to wonder.
Don't know.
Like, is he going to get rested? Anyway. Georgeski. Craig Noon's on there. And you contributed to that one, Cody.
Yeah.
Kim Soo-Biom from Perth. Diamanti. Chris Conmides. And Bessart Berisha. And I will say, though, the number of trades for each of these players is actually getting reasonably small now, whereas at the start of the year we were talking about hundreds of trades. Milan Juric, the highest traded out player, has only been traded out of 2019. Jeez. So the numbers are really dropping as trades are running out.
People are running out, probably less people playing, but
Most traded in, a couple of one goalkeeper at the top of the list here, Lawrence Thomas. You've also got five Sydney players in this top 10 list. Ryan Grant is one of them. Van der Sarg as a defender scoring a goal. People are picking him up.
Shout. What's he priced?
He's only 169 right now. And
I don't know if he'll start. Yeah.
We'll look at him in terms of price expectations in a minute. Schwegler is getting picked up again. We mentioned him as a decent low price option. McGree is on the list. McLaren, Ninkovic, Bourne Johan, Roy O'Donovan, and Luke Bratton, top 10 most traded in players. And again, the Lawrence Thomas at the top of that, only 27 trades. So the numbers are not huge on that one. Some price expectations. So projected price rises first. A few Wellington Phoenix players on this list. Kakache and Marinovic are at the top of it, both over 50,000 expected to go up.
Nice.
De Agostino for Perth is on there. Van der Sar comes in at number four with about a just under $50,000 price rise expectation. Riley McGree expected to go up again. Matt Miller, David Ball, Roy O'Donovan, Luke Devere, and that's and Florin Berenguer.
Where's David Ball priced at from the Knicks?
Well, he's currently 283,000, but he's expected to go up another 35-ish.
He's impressed me a lot this year. He's just one of those strikers you love to have in your team. He works really hard. Doesn't always get the points in terms of fantasy, but he's scoring every now and again, gets a few assists, but he's always involved. He's quick. Yeah, good player. Good signing.
Projected price drops. A few notable names on this one. Barbarousis is at the top of it with about a 50,000 drop expected. Vutric, about the same amount. Diamanti, Dimi Petratos, both around the 40-ish drop mark. What else we got? Andrew Naboo, James Meredith, and Marco Rojas. If they're all Rojas, obviously, he was injured, wasn't he?
So. Was he?
Although, I don't think it was serious. He might be back. So anyway, those if those players get any sort of game time, they will probably drop in price as well. That's what I've got for you, Cody.
Awesome. Okay, upcoming round, round 21. Jake, how many trades you got left? I'll answer.
You answer it while
I've got eight trades. So what we're basically just going to quickly run through what we're looking to do. As I mentioned before, I'm going to trade Bouzanis out for either Redmayne or Reddy. I don't know which one yet. Maranovic has a bye. So, I'm going to be without a keeper this week. So I'll bring one of them in and just keep him for the rest of the year and then trade between him and Maranovic for first choice, depending on who they're playing. Have about $145,000 to play with. The TPO ranking fan pick team is good, as is, actually. Their team's really good. They've got plenty of trades left. They're in a really good stead at the moment. So how many trades you got left?
Ten.
Oh, 10
geez. To go,
yeah. You're doing all right then.
I'm pretty, I think I'll be right. As long as I don't have the next couple of rounds making two trades, I think I'll be okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty happy with my team, to be honest, unless like there's some serious injuries or anything like that. The only question mark in terms of forwards and midfielders is Diamanti, who hasn't been performing that well. He's still obviously a quality player. He's just playing in a rubbish team right now. And I'm not confident they're going to turn their season around. But if they are going to, he's going to be the player involved. So
fair enough.
I'll probably just keep him, maybe bench him every now and again and see how we go.
Well, a bit of info for you, Cody, to help with your goalkeeper decision. Redmayne has a break-even of 5. Reddy has a break-even of 16 right now.
Yeah.
But in terms of price, Redmayne has gone up about 50, so he's 337,000. Oh. Liam Reddy dropped 61, so he's 246. So there's about a $90,000
difference.
So Reddy is probably not a bad option, but if you can wait, well, you can't wait a week. But for anybody who's thinking about it and can wait a week, there's a chance Liam Reddy goes, or a decent chance he drops further as well.
Cool. All right. And all right, predictions for the upcoming...
Well, do you want to know what I'm thinking?
Not really,
Cody?
Jake. All right, prediction. No, mate, what are you doing?
So I've still got cash sitting there because I haven't really... I didn't make any trade. I don't have to make any. There's the one trade that I've been talking about for weeks, which is Duke...
And keeps performing.
But he keeps performing and he's gone up in value. He's expected to go up again. So it's a
value doesn't matter for you though.
Well, it doesn't at this stage. It's a question of will he keep performing? At some point he won't. So yeah, Duke out possibly for Fornaroli, which has been on the cards for weeks. Or Barbarousis, but he's projected to go down in value and I'd probably prefer to spread my team a little bit.
Or maybe do it before the City double game.
Yeah, true. And the other one, which, again, I don't think I need to do it yet, but at some point I still am thinking to bring Castro back in. Or Ninkovic, one of the two, just...
Stay the hell away, mate. You haven't touched him all year.
Well, now's when you load up on Sydney players, right? And he's not playing ACL, but it won't be both if it is. And trading out, I don't know. Probably Mueller, given he's scored a goal or two, done well with value. How long can, given he's playing in the Western Sydney team, I'm not sure.
And they just scored 5 goals.
Yeah.
And he's a good player. He is a good player.
Well, do you know what's crazy is I would even consider dropping Petratos out again.
Yeah.
It's like I dropped him out, I picked him back up 2 weeks ago and I'm thinking about
dropping
him again.
You're at this point in the season where you can literally have any player you want and you're going, which are the best 5 midfielders and,
I'm
and 3 strikers.
Tinkering when I probably don't need to as
probably. Well. Because you can't pick, like, Petratos could score a hat-trick this weekend and you'd be kicking yourself. So, but you,
My midfield right now is Halloran, McGree, Petratos, Davila, and Mueller.
It's pretty good. Adelaide are good because they score goals.
But do I need two? And at the moment, it's working for me.
Yeah.
But how long does that last? So, anyway, we'll figure it out.
Okay, so the Knicks have the bye this weekend. Friday, so tomorrow night, the Sydney Derby, I suppose, a rescheduled Sydney Derby. That's going to be a really good game. AC Carina Reserves got a practice game tomorrow night. Jake, we might have to...
Yeah, if it's not washed out.
True. I'm going to let you do the predictions first because you'll copy me otherwise. What are you predicting?
This is all on the fly. I've not
Sydney
put any
film into this. Western Sydney. I don't think it's at Western Sydney's ground. I think it's at...
Jubilee?
Yeah, okay. Jubilee.
Yep.
So I'll sell that out.
I'm going to go with Sydney. I think they're in too good form. I'll go 2-1.
I'm saying 1-0 Sydney. Saturday, 4 p.m. Queensland time. The Jets are hosting Perth. This should be an interesting game. Jets are on a bit of a resurgence. I reckon I could see them, and I'd love to see it, maybe not at the expense of Brisbane, but them winning just like 5 games on the trot and sneaking into the finals from second last.
A Beanie to come in and score some goals, maybe?
Who knows?
Yeah, I think it'll... I'm actually going to go for a draw here. I'm going to pick 1-1.
I'm saying 2-1 Perth.
Okay.
I was trying to lead you astray there. So Saturday, the later game, Victory are hosting Adelaide in what is called the original derby. It's not really a rivalry.
Yeah.
Original rivalry. They don't like each other down there. What are you predicting, Jake? Victory at home?
Victory at home to Adelaide. Adelaide, you mentioned, haven't been performed. Well, they didn't play a particular
game. It won't be a draw because Adelaide haven't drawn this year and it'll be lots of goals.
Well, maybe it'll be the first one, Kobe.
Nil all.
You're projecting a 3-0 draw here, aren't you?
Yeah.
I'm going to say Victory will get up. We'll say 1-0.
I'm saying 3-2 Victory. Sunday, 2 games. So lots of goals because there's always lots of goals on Sundays. Western United are hosting Central Coast Mariners in probably what is the 2 worst performing teams right now.
This has potential to be a boring game.
The worst teams play, it's never boring.
Yeah.
It's always more entertaining. It's the top of the table clashes that are the boring ones because it's cagey. Sydney versus Perth.
All right, you've convinced me. It's going to be 3-2 to the Mariners.
Ooh, I like that. And yeah, I don't mind that actually. I'm saying 2-2, but obviously could go... Anyway, and then the later game, City are hosting Brisbane Roar.
I'd like to think Brisbane will get something out of the game. I think City will, just to keep the title race open for one more week. Not that it's really open, but mathematically.
Yep.
And I'll go 2-0.
I'm saying 1-1. City and Roar, so have a good game. Anything else, Jake? That's pretty much the podcast. Again, Liam from Moore End United, hoping to get him on next week. If anyone else wants to... jump on for a cameo. All we do is just have a little Skype for 10 minutes. I can talk to you through and then we'll insert it into the podcast. Obviously, you don't have to come up to Brisbane. It's a bit hard scheduling-wise anyway. We never even know when we're going to do the bloody podcast.
We won't fly him up?
Nah, not this week.
No.
Maybe he can fly us down.
We've used the budget already.
Yeah, the budget's gone, long gone, as we've been developing an app, so... No, we sure haven't. Anything else, Jake, before we...
No, I've got nothing else interesting to say, Cody.
Oh, but we didn't mention we won our FFA Cup game for AC Carina.
That's
on
true.
The weekend.
Yep. Needed extra time to do it. But
Clean sheet. Sure, boys at the back.
What's what would our score be from a fantasy point of view? What's a clean sheet get us as defenders?
6 points plus 4 points for...
Probably a good 10 or 12 points in there, Cody.
Yeah, for, 12 points. I didn't get an assist or anything like that.
No, I don't even know.
Oh, you got a yellow card.
Oh, no, him on
Jake, you dirty bastard. Getting the yellow card. He reckons he slipped. I reckon he did it on purpose. But, yeah, we beat Mogul. They're a division below us, so we should have. And it took us extra time to do it as well. So we won 2-0 next time. This weekend, Jake, if the rain stays away, because apparently it's been raining quite a bit up the coast, we're heading north, Sunshine Coast, to play Kawana from the Sunshine Coast Premier League. And I've had a bit of experience there, and they're quite a good team, I think.
They have been the last few years. They're ahead of us on the rankings, so it'll be a good win for
them. I dare say they'd be favourites, but I think we've got a couple of players. Russ is missing this weekend.
Decided to book a holiday, didn't
he? Two top keepers, yeah. So anyway, and the season proper starts a weekend after that. So exciting times.
And all the MPLs, I think South Australia started on the weekend, just gone.
Sydney starting this weekend.
Yep.
What about Northern New South Wales? I haven't heard much about that.
Oh, I don't know. I'm not sure. Yeah. But they're all starting over the next few weeks.
One thing to mention, I will post in the Fantasy A-League Facebook group. When we start, we're going to be doing a FFA Cup tipping, a bit different with the twist. I mentioned this last podcast, I believe. And we've got a Facebook group set up for that. Maybe next week we'll be doing that. So keep an eye on that. It's going to be a bit of fun. So otherwise, enjoy the rest of your Thursday, Friday, weekend, all that sort of stuff. And we'll see you next week.